What's up, guys? This is Al Finkel Show. Today is Tuesday, November 13th. The unlucky number 13. That means absolutely nothing to me. It is the Laces Out Finkel Show. We are back. I am the Beer League unrestricted free agent. Still unrestricted free agent. Remaining retired softball legend. Legend for the ages. I am a Blue Jacket hater after last night's display on the ice, which we will get to. I'm a Dallas Stars supporter, and I am a lover of the cold. It's currently 33 degrees in the beautiful Dallas, Texas. I could not be more excited about that. I'm sure as many of you know, I am a fan of the cold, for it is good to me. I do have a little bit, my lymph nodes are a tad bit swollen today, but we're going to power through. I've had some ginger tea, because that's what people that talk for a living do. They drink teas and eat crumpets and act as if they are from the UK. Anyway, let's jump into it. If you guys want to follow me, I highly suggest you should, because my opinions are gold and worth their weight in such. On Twitter and Instagram, at LacesOutFinkel. Again, my tag, at LacesOutFinkel, both on the Twitters and the Instagrams. Let's just jump into some stuff, some sports stuff. I know I haven't done an episode on sports in a few days, so we're going to jump into that. We're going to cover a couple of major stories. You know, the Cowboys played this weekend, the Stars played a couple of times this weekend, the Mavs played a couple of times this weekend, and got a win on the road, their first. Didn't really do a lot of basketball watching this weekend. It was pretty much dominated by work and or hockey and or football. Maybe those three top. Tomorrow we're going to get into some basketball. I know there was a pretty harsh injury on the court yesterday, which there already is an update. The guy that got hurt, don't know his name, I have not looked into it, I just watched the video, it was hard to watch, he just dislocated his ankle. I know just dislocating your ankle is kind of a big deal regardless, but trust me, after some of the gruesome injuries like the Hayward injury, the Paul George injury, where you basically see these guys, their legs snap in two, trust me, when I say a dislocated ankle is not that big of a deal. In the scheme of broken things. So, with that being said, well wishes to him. I will cover that story more tomorrow. We will get into some basketball tomorrow. But today is going to be a hockey and football-centric episode of the Laces Out Finkel Show. Which, if a lot of you don't know, the reason that I am the Laces Out Finkel Show is because of a, I would say, somewhat of a football-centered movie, that being Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. If you have not seen it, you must be 25 years or 26 years or younger, because anyone above that age should have seen it by now. And if you haven't, shame on you. Shame on you. Which, this is a little side... Once I have, like, millions of dollars and I'm super, super famous and I have a studio with a producer, things like that won't happen. You won't hear them because I'm not gonna let that slide. I'm gonna give you the best and I'm gonna have someone edit that out. But for now, I'm not. I'm coming at you nitty-gritty. I'm gonna come at you just very much unfiltered, unfeathered, and I'm just gonna plow through it. But speaking of whatever it was that I was talking about, shame, shame. That's it. There it is. And we're back. Somebody told me today that they don't like cilantro and onions, and I'm not going to use their name because I don't want to publicly shame them. But this someone is a big fan of street tacos, authentic street tacos. And if you know me, I love authentic street tacos. And if you know authentic street tacos, you know what goes on authentic street tacos? Cilantro and onion, nothing else. Two corn tortillas, cilantro, onion, and said meat or veggie. I don't need to have meat on all of the tacos, mostly of all of the tacos. But I know there are some vegetarians and vegans out there. Props out to you. Cilantro, onion, and filling of choice. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. Shame, shame, shame. Let's get into the hockey game last night. Hockey, it sucked. It sucked because we lost. It sucked because the officiating was pretty much garbage, with one incident in particular with a high stick towards Jason Spezza in the third period. Whatever. Ganache. The reason it sucked is because the Stars had four power play chances and did nothing. Nothing with those opportunities. So for me, that was a tell. That was extremely upsetting. Because when you've got, not to mention that Alexander Radulov, the Rad Dad, Daddy Rads, my personal favorite player on the Stars right now, the guy just oozes tenacity. He goes out there every single night that he's on the team, on the bench, with the exception of the injuries that he has sustained thus far. He goes out there and he gives you, not only does he give you the opportunity, the chances, the scoring chances and opportunities, he gives you that pure, raw emotion, and that just instantly leaks onto the bench. Everyone is contagious to it. Everyone enjoys having him out there. He goes out there and he gives you 110 Russian percent, whatever the translation is for those kind of numbers. But he goes out there and he busts his ass. And last night, he got the lone goal with Heiskanen with a dainty sauce pass to him. But regardless, it was not enough. The Stars lost 2-1. Jamie Benn with a majorly tilt last night versus Josh Anderson. Just two brutal men going at it. And it was a great fight. Jamie Benn, man, so if you did not watch the game, there was an incident with Jason Dickinson where he was basically cross-checked across the face by a guy by the name of Seth Jones. Seth Jones is a homegrown talent out of, I believe, Arlington, Texas. And Seth Jones was public enemy number one for the remainder of the evening. First off, big shout out to Blake Como, because Blake Como, one of the forwards for the Dallas Stars, on the same line as Jason Dickinson. Poor Jason Dickinson, by the way, has been taking shots to the face. Yeah, you're probably giggling because that's a pervy little comment, you nerds. Anyway, Jason Dickinson took a shot to the face last night. Seth Jones broke his stick across Jason Dickinson's jaw. Ah, there it is. He broke a stick across Jason Dickinson's jaw. And without missing a beat, Blake Como came and bum-rushed Seth Jones, as he should have. We talked about the code of hockey on Friday. That is one of those instances where if you come at a guy like that who is defenseless, then I'm sorry, if I'm on that ice at any given moment, no matter what position I play, with the exception of maybe being a goaltender, which will never happen because Nathan Banks won't let it happen because he's threatened to take shots up to my head as far as the puck goes. How dare you, sir? Now I might do it just to spite you. Anywho, I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you with everything I've got. I will throw the gloves down, I will drop the stick, and I will come at you with everything that I have. So help me God. But that was just a dirty play. The reason I wanted to bring that up is because after that instant, Jamie Benn made it a point to destroy Seth Jones any chance he got against the board, on open ice. It was absolutely glorious. It was what you want to see out of your captain, who is a physical captain like Jamie Benn is. Jamie Benn was a goal away from a Gordie Howe hat trick. So, I'm sorry, man, it was just, that was one of the saving graces of the game last night, was watching Jamie Benn step up for his team, step up for his guys, and really just take nothing from them, and didn't give Columbus any chance to really fire back after that. Columbus in the third period seemed to be on their toes, and then let's get into this save. I'm sure you have seen it if you watch any sports center, if you watch any kind of sports show at all, or if you, you know, open your eyes and have the interwebs. Anton Khudobin. Khudobin is from Kazakhstan, and he is the Kazakhstanian Scorpion. Man, you just have to go watch this for yourself. The puck was on his, I want to say, glove side, left side, and it came over to his right, and he tried to get his blocker up, but he said, I cannot get blocker up, I put leg, and that is what happened. It was glorious. As Razor, one of the commentators for the Dallas Stars, one of the play-by-play guys, said last night, grand larceny. It was easily one of the greatest leg pad saves I had ever seen, and maybe one of the best saves of all season. So go check it out. Let me know what you think. It was just the goalies are a freak athlete. In any sport, soccer or hockey, they are freak athletes. And watching them, especially hockey, because of all the pads that they wear, and just, you know, with soccer, I'm not taking anything away from that sport in particular, but with hockey, you've got that small round puck that travels much faster than a soccer ball and hurts a hell of a lot more if it hits you. And just for them to be able to go in there night after night is and watch the things that they do, the acrobats, if you will, it was just so much fun to watch. The Kazakhstanian Scorpion, Dobby. For all you Harry Potter fans, Dobby is the dude. I love that guy. I am so happy they got him signed for a couple of years to back up Bishop. I think it is a great acquisition. Moving on to some football. I don't know exactly how to feel. 0-2 in fantasy this week. The hand job solos did not prevail as I had hoped they would. Still sitting atop the top standings in one league and swimming in the middle in the other. But I want to talk about football for a couple of reasons. One, a hilarious story, if you will. Hugh Jackson, the ex-Browns head coach, was hired. The ex-Browns head coach that had accrued 3 wins in 3 seasons has found a job with his old employer, the Cincinnati Bengals. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is nothing more than for the reason that he was hired. His position title is something that is straight out of The Office. He is now the special assistant to the head coach. He's not the special assistant head coach. He's the special assistant to the head coach. My Office fans will absolutely enjoy that and get a kick out of that. To the head coach. I just wanted to kind of drop that knowledge on you. I found that out. I found the title out today. I found out that Hugh Jackson was given the job yesterday. So that means that, hey, kids, you can fail miserably at your job no matter what and still find a really good paying job if you know the right people. Another thing I wanted to bring up, and this is something that I will probably dedicate an entire episode towards, but I wanted to say how pointless the Pro Bowl is. It is completely pointless. It is the dumbest. It's the dumbest All-Star game out of all of the leagues. It is absolutely worthless. There is no reason for it to happen. It is so stupid. It's not fun to watch. The people don't like to hit. They don't like to get hit. They might as well make it a touch football exhibition. The reason I brought that up is because someone said that Logan Van Der Esch, the now fantastic linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys, is not on the Pro Bowl ballot. And you know what I say? Good. I don't want that accolade. I'm sorry. If you're a Pro Bowler, that doesn't mean anything to me. Nothing. If you're a Pro Bowl quarterback, that means even less. Because that means that the quarterbacks that should be in the Pro Bowl are in the Super Bowl. And the ones that are in the Super Bowl or that were in the playoffs right before probably don't want to play in the Pro Bowl. Because they had just gotten done with an actual competitive game and they don't care to really go out there and put their body on the line for any reason whatsoever. Pro Bowl is stupid. We're going to get into that a lot more soon. Lastly, when it comes to football, the Cowboys won. Are you happy? Are you happy now? The Cowboys won. They beat the Eagles. Whoop-de-frickin'-do. The Eagles suck. The Eagles' defense is garbage. It is kaputz. It is vamoose. Their defense is not good. They lost Darby, not Dobby, Darby for the season with a torn ACL. Shout out to Cooper Kupp. I hope he gets well soon. Another ACL tear that same day. ACL tears, unfortunately, are a dime a dozen. They're becoming like the Tommy John of the NFL, which is just extremely upsetting. I hope those guys get well soon. But do you people realize what this means? Do you understand that for every game that the Cowboys win for the rest of this 2018-2019 season, Jerry Jones is sitting up there as Skeletor thinking that he is doing good, that he is doing the right thing? You Cowboys fans do understand this, right? You do get that if the Cowboys win out and win these games for the rest of the season and even have a remote chance at making the playoffs, that Jerry Jones will not make any changes to this god-awful mediocre football team. None. If the Cowboys continue to win, Jason Garrett will be your head coach again for a long time, because Jerry will extend him and then bend him over. I don't think people understand. Do I want the Cowboys to win because it's good for the city? Sure, why not? But do I want the Cowboys to win if it's good for the city with the, running the risk of having Jason Garrett around for another 4 or 5 mediocre years? No. I want the Cowboys to lose every single game for the remainder of this season so that it will solidify that Jason Garrett is a bad head coach. He is not the head coach for this team. He was not the quarterback for this team. Troy Aikman was. And Troy Aikman has made it very clear, which if you've listened to this podcast for a little while now, you know at one of the episodes where I just ranted about the Cowboys for a solid 35 minutes, that Troy Aikman said, this franchise is delusional. They're crazy thinking that this team is going anywhere with the pieces they have in that front office. Do I think Dak is the quarterback of the future? I don't know. I want to say he is. I like the way he plays. I like his personality. He seems to be a pretty level-headed character, and he does. I mean, you've heard me say this before. That man's post-game interviews are second to none. Phenomenal post-game interviews. But I just don't understand why anyone wants Jason Garrett around. Because if you want the Cowboys to win, to me that means you want Jason Garrett around. No way around it. You can't have your cake and eat it too in this situation. You can't have the Cowboys win out for the remainder of the season, possibly make the playoffs, and then still get Jason Garrett fired.
Because Jerry Jones, I told you all from the beginning of when I started talking about, I don't know where y'all getting these rumors about Riley from. Riley's an outstanding individual, but we're not gonna change our ways. Jason Garrett is the head coach of the future. He's the head coach of the past. He's the head coach that I love to cuddle with, because he says whatever I want him to say, and he does whatever I want him to do.
Jerry Jones is the new version of Al Davis. And Al Davis was a joke of a manager too, because he wanted so much control of the team that he got it. And in the Raiders, I mean, what are they, 2003 Super Bowl? And then they got absolutely demolished by the Buccaneers. Rich Gannon at the quarterback for one of the teams. God, it's been so, I want to say it was like Trent Dilfer versus Rich Gannon, you know, quarterback extravaganza. I could be wrong on those quarterbacks. I'm not going to look that one up. But it's a lose-lose if you win. Because I think the Cowboys are far enough back now that even if they get close, they're not going to get the wild card spot, because there's other teams that are better than them. The Falcons showed us yesterday that they might let the Cowboys win. Only reason I know that is because Matt Ryan is my quarterback in one of my fantasy leagues, and Mitchell Trubisky was sitting on the bench and just having a day. Matt Ryan did okay. But I want to wrap up that little spiel with, don't be delusional. Understand that with your Cowboys winning, your beloved America's team Cowboys winning all of these games, or any of these games, I mean, Jerry's already said that he thinks this team is the right team for him. I hope he just means the players on the field, because I will admit to this much. The Cowboys defense is getting better every game, I think. They look confident. Jalen Smith is looking confident. Van Der Esch is looking confident. And they are young. They've got a young core of guys out there. I think they need like one or two pieces, and I think they've got one of the best defenses in the league, if not the NFC. So, I mean, at least there's that. There is a small amount of hope. And I've said it once, and I'll say it again, and I probably say that a lot, too. If Tony Romo and Jason Witten want some jobs, Jerry would be more than happy to bring them in. I guarantee it. Kellen Moore is not your quarterback's coach of the future. Kellen Moore is some kid that just got super lucky and was at the right place in the right time without enough people in front of him to get the job that he has now. That should be Tony Romo's job. And then Rob Marinelli's job should be Tony Romo's job after that. And then after that, Jason Garrett's job should be Tony Romo's job too. There. I hope everybody that knows that I don't like Tony Romo the football player or Tony Romo the commentator will hear me say that I would love Tony Romo as a head coach. He would be the next John Gruden, like a reverse John Gruden, where instead of being a coach and then a commentator and then a really shitty coach, he was just a mediocre quarterback that never did anything in the postseason, public opinion good commentator to a great coach. Or like with Jason Witten. Jason Witten would be, imagine interchangeable, Jason Witten or Tony Romo as your head coach with the other one being the offensive coordinator. Oof. You want to talk about Jerry Jones getting a lot of those people that fell out, or he fell out of their good graces due to the fact by he fired Tom Landry. Imagine if he hired Tony Romo and or Jason Witten to the staff so we could see your beloved men on the sidelines every weekend. Tony Romo is a visor. He has a future wearing a visor. Was he a good quarterback? No. Nope. Mm-mm. Sorry. But you know it's true. You know it's true. Moving on to the last thing I want to talk about today. Because, oh my gosh. Drama! Drama! I'm sure you've seen it by now. If you have not, there's a gentleman by the name of Zach Smith. And Coach Zach Smith was fired from his job at Ohio State for being accused of domestic abuse. And in classic Ohio State classiness, they covered that story up so he could keep his job until it was finally found out and released, in which he was in turn fired. Urban Meyer was suspended for not nearly as many games as he should have been. Urban Meyer, in my opinion, should not have a job. It made the entire college look like garbage. It made the entire coaching staff look like trash. It made the entire state look even worse as a sports state, as it already is, as I have gone over numerous times. Shout out to Columbus for being added to part of the Columbus hate. I don't like Ohio. Aside from Cleveland, because of the Browns, those lovable losers, everyone else in that state, as far as sports goes, they haven't won anything. I'm sorry, the Ohio State National Championships, they are null and void in my mind because they are a disgrace of a university. They are obviously employing bad people, not good people. But I want to bring this up because Zach Smith was making some pretty bold accusations via the Twitters. So November 11th, 2 days ago, Zach Smith obviously had a little bit one too many of his old fashions and just started ranting and raving, throwing accusations around towards Tom Herman, the head coach of the University of Texas Longhorns. And in this, he says, let's see, where do we even begin? Because I'm trying to give you at least the highlights of what he said. Coach Zach Smith posted November 11th, "Hi, Coach Tom Herman," tagging Coach Tom Herman. "You still running from the truth? Cool with me getting my life ruined on some bullshit? But don't want me to expose you? Send one more person to meet with me to hide your shit. I'm done protecting you. Bitch, you're a bad human. I was crucified and ruined on social media for no reason. However, I know several high-profile coaches that should have been. Know what I mean, Coach Tom Herman? Remember the several times you cheated on @BellTJH and she told my ex about it? Because I do. LMAO. By the way, @BellTJH is Coach Tom Herman's wife. I'm sure that you could have figured that out on your own because you are all detectives. And then he says, and several coaches have reached out to me to expose you. Because as they said, who is he to condemn you when he wasn't living right? And they were so right. Send Courtney more money, booch, all caps. I'm going to share everything, all caps, about you, including all the pictures I've taken of the shit you did. So tell Randall and all your cronies to stop, because I'm ready to expose the effing cowardly bitch you are. I don't know why I didn't want to say the F word. I want to at least keep it PG-13, and in the day and age that we're in, shit and bitch and stuff like that is considered PG-13. He went on to basically say, I'm going to expose you for who you are, courtesy of Michelle. I don't know who Michelle is. Because boy, are you the biggest bitch alive. You lying, disloyal coward. You can't silence me. Never will be able to. So own your shitbag self. Because now, after you decided to ruin me, I'm going to expose you for who you are. Then he sends a kiss wink emoji. Wink.
Kisses.
He goes on to basically say that he went a little too far to Asian massage parlor. That he hit on an Iowa State recruiting girls. He likes to steal Gatorades. He has relationship issues and he lies. And Zach Smith has got to be wasted while he's doing this, for the record. It's just, we live in such a unique day and age where we, at any given point, can be absolutely flipped upside down for something that we may have never done. But if somebody says it to somebody else and it leaks to another person, then you have the snowball effect. And in the wise words of Fred Durst, keep rolling, 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 rolling. What? Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Just be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. If you see something that shouldn't be done, make sure it gets taken care of and righted. Especially when it comes to domestic abuse or anything of that nature. But I want to end today's podcast by basically... Oh, I want to end today's podcast with the reply that Tom Herman gave Coach Zach Smith with on his little text threat raid. I just imagine being Coach Smith here and seeing that Tom Herman, the three dots, the boop, 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 I'm riding back. And then they just sit there for like 5 or 6 minutes, 7 minutes go by, 8 minutes. And you're like, oh man, he's about to incarcerate himself. He's about to make himself look so bad. Oh, I wonder what he's replying. And then he just replies with, okay, cool, hook him. Boy, I think we are only seeing the beginning of this. And I want to say that Tom Herman was supposed to be having a press conference today, but I'm sure it's more associated with football. Anywho, if you haven't seen that story, go check it out. See what comes of this. But that's really all I have today for the Laces Out Finkel Show. You know I enjoy when you guys come in, hang out. I really hope you enjoyed the show. Again, follow me at Laces Out Finkel, Twitter, Instagram. I should be back tomorrow with an update on the four wheels that take me where I want to go and if it's going to be a new one or not. Also, I love your faces. Be good to me. Be good to one another. Be good to everybody. And I'll see you tomorrow.